We're doing Gemara in Shabbos. Chanukah sugya. Okay. So the question, it's on Chof Aleph Amud Beis in Shabbos. And the question is where we place the Ner Chanukah. Where should one place it? Okay. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. It's about 3/5 of the way down the page. There's a little star at the beginning of the line that says Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Hanichal Pesach Beis Umi Bachutz. Okay. Start at the beginning of the line. So the Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to place it by the doorway of your house on the outside. So right outside your door. Okay? Right outside your door. Okay? Fine. Im Hayadar Ba'aliyah. I mean, we're gonna look at Rashi and Tosfos, but I might as well just read the Gemara. If you live in the attic, like an upstairs, menicho b'chalon, so then I guess you can't place it by your door. You don't have a door to the outside, I guess. So then menicho b'chalon asmuch l'Rishus Rabim. You place it by the window, which is facing the Rishus Rabim. Okay, which is facing the public domain, the street. U'b'shas ha'sakana, and in a time of danger, menicho al shulchan avidaya. Then you just place it on your table, and that's sufficient. Okay, that's sufficient. Okay. Okay, time of danger means the danger that the goyim are going to get you if you place your eruv, you place your thing out the window. Right? So now that's not an option. They're going to see it. They're going to come after you. So then you just put it on your table and that's enough. Okay, we go to the pshat? Okay, so three cases. The standard case is you put it outside your door. If you live in, outside your door in this, like in the, right outside your door on the outside. If you live in an attic, then a second floor, then you put it in your window. And if it's time of danger, then you put it on your table. Okay, Rashi. So Rashi says mi bachutz. Okay, mi bachutz, mishum persumenisa, because of persumenisa. That's why you put it. Presumably, that's why you're putting it outside. Because you want to publicize. Pesume Nisa is an important word in any sigya you do in Chanukah, and it means publicizing the miracle. Okay, this idea of lighting the candles, publicizing the miracle. So you put it on the outside in order because of publicizing the miracle. The lober shos harabim, but you don't put it all the way in the shos harabim, ela bechatzera. Rather, it's in your courtyard. Shebatein v'yipsuchim lechatzer, because their houses were open to a courtyard. So the basic structure of the houses, which we're somewhat familiar with from Erev of Chazeros, is they basically had a house which opened up into a courtyard. They had many houses which opened up to a group of houses which opened up into a common courtyard. And then that courtyard opened up into the Rishos Rabim. So what Rashi's saying is, so in theory, there are conceivably two different places you could put it. Okay, there's two different places you could put it. You could imagine putting it by the door of your house. Okay, which is basically in the courtyard. Oh no. Again, so in theory there's two places you could conceive putting it there. You could imagine putting it by your house, by the door of your house, which is in the chatzer, right? The border between your house and the chatzer, the courtyard. Or you could imagine putting it by the chatzer, which is in the door of the chatzer, which is the border between the chatzer and the Rishos HaRabim. Yes? Right, those are two different places you can imagine putting it. And what's the Gemara say? So Rashi is saying you place it by the door of your house, which is in the chatzer, right in the chatzer, but not all the way removed from your house, all the way by the street. Okay. So far so good. Is there a question? Tosfos argues. Okay. Tosfos argues. I mean, what is the Gemara saying? Gemara says you put it by the door of your house. So it sounds like the Gemara is supporting Rashi. That's what it says. Put it by the door of your house. It doesn't say by the door of your chatzer. It says by the door of your house. Right on the outside of your house. Okay. So Tosfos says as follows. Mitzvah l'anichal petzel peso mi bachutz. Umayri deleka chatzer. We're talking about where you don't have a chatzer. Right? A house that doesn't have a courtyard. Elabayas omeit samach l'shus harabim, but the house is right up against l'shus harabim. Aval, and therefore it's saying you place it right outside the door of your house. Aval im yesh chatzel f'nei habayas, but if there's a courtyard in front of the house, mitzvah lahaniach al pesach chatzer. Then the mitzvah is to place it by the door of your courtyard, by the door of your chatzar. Okay? To Amar Likamon, chatzar sheyesh lo shnei psachim, tzricha shtei neros. A chatzar which has two openings. Okay, 1 second. Let's give me his proof. So what's he saying? He's saying that if it's a case, like Rashi is describing, where you have a house and then a courtyard, then you should place it by the door of your courtyard. Okay, by the door of your courtyard, by the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's basically the machlokas. I mean, we'll get to the rayas in a second. So the basic machlokas is, again, if you have a house which opens up to a courtyard, which opens up to a chatzar, to the Rosh Hashanah. According to Rashi, you place it always by the door of your house. I don't care if there's a big chatzar, you put it by the door of your house, which is going to be somewhat of a distance from the Rosh Hashanah. According to Tosas, you always put it right by the Rosh Hashanah, so you put it by the door of your chatzar. So that's the basic machlokas. Okay, the basic machlokas is, again, if you have a house which opens to a corridor which opens up to the street, where do you place the Ner Chanukah? According to Rashi, you place the Ner Chanukah by the door of your house, right outside the door of your house, which is in the opening of the chatzer, beginning of the chatzer. According to Tosis, you place it by the opening of the chatzer, which is the beginning, right by the Rosh Hashanah. Right? By the Rosh Hashanah. Now, if I, the Gemara, says you place it by the door of your house, so Tosas is talking about a case where you don't have a chatzer, but if they did have a chatzer, then in Achlami. And Rashi says, you mean their normal houses had a chatzer? So if the Gemara should say, put it by the door of your chatzer, the fact that the Gemara is saying put it by your house, it sounds like it means that that's where you always put it. That's in the standard case. That's what Rashi, I think that's what Rashi says, with Tanway Psychom Chatzer. So he's proving it, because that's the way their houses were. So now if the Gemara says put it by the door of your house, trust it. That's what it says to do. It doesn't say only if. Right? It should qualify it, because that was the standard way their houses were set up. Okay. Right? So now Tosis goes on to bring some proofs to his position. It's kind of interesting how he does this. I'll show you what's interesting about it. He says one proof is like this. He says, Damar lekamon, chatzar sheyesh lo shnei psachim, tzricha shtei neros. He says, a courtyard which has two doorways, the man needs two candles, okay? Because the passerby will think that you only have whatever passerby will think. But essentially, it's saying a chatzer which has two doorways, the man's two candles. So what does this show?
He needs a candle by each doorway.
That you needed a candle by the doorway of the chatzer, right? Because if you put the right grashi that you put it by the door of your house, so what do you mean a chatzer which has two doors, you put it by the, you need two candles? You never put it by the door of the chatzer, you put it by the door of your house. So who really cares how many doors your chatzer has? You have 100 doorways, I don't care, you put it by the door of your house. Right? Now if you look at that Gemara, we don't have to do it together right now, but Rashi learns that, what does it mean a chatzer which has two psachim? It means, no, that's me. It means a house which has two doorways to the chatzer. It's like a chatzer which has two doors opening up into it. Not that it's the chatzer itself has two doors, but it is the opening for two doors of the house. Okay? And that's what it's saying these two next to it. You know, it's a funny, hard to read, but that's how Rashi, because of his position, has to learn that Gemara. Right?
So a chatzer where two doorways of the house open into it.
A chatzer with, yes, exactly. Essentially means a house that has two doorways.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of funny how it says it, but you know, it's a funny way to say it. But that's the way it says it. You know, and that's why it's hard. I mean, that's supposed to say, knows Rashi could read it that way, but it's rough. It's a hard read.
But that's like kind of common nowadays.
Yeah, it's true, but whatever. That's true, but it's also common that when you talk about it, you say that my house has two doors. You don't say my courtyard has two doors. Right? So it's not, the question isn't how common or not common it is. The question is what's the Gemara saying when it says a courtyard has 2 doors?
The house has 2 doors to the outside.
Right, but you wouldn't say that the outside has 2 doors. Right?
True.
You wouldn't say the courtyard has 2 doors.
Unless you value the outside more than the house, and you would say the outside has more doors, so it has 2 doors to the house.
That's true. Okay. Second raya, he says, "Bemin anami ner sheyesh lo shnei pios ol shnei bnei adam." So it says a candle which has 2 openings, 2 mouths. Okay, so a candle is like a lantern, you can imagine, some sort of a earthenware utensil which has 2 openings for wicks, right? 2 openings for wicks. So it says, and you put a wick in each one, and a candle in each, and a fire in each one. So it says it counts for 2 people. It counts for 2 people. What does it mean for 2 people? So it means mashma l'shnei batim. It sounds like it means it counts for 2 houses, because the people, the basic people of the mitzvah, are households. So it counts for 2 households. So how are you gonna have 1 candle counting for 2 households? Right? How is it? But you have to put it by your door. How are you gonna possibly have 1 candle counting for 2 households? Right. So if you say that it's about, you put it by the entrance of your courtyards, you'll say it's talking about the houses in the courtyard, and it's counting for 2 different houses. But if you say you put it by the doorway of your house, how could you have the situation? So you may say there are 2 doors which are right next door to each other, like a 2-family house. But what's the problem with that? It's a 2-family house, and you put it right in between them.
On the wrong side.
Right, it's on the wrong side. Because there's a slide that has to go on. So it's going to turn out one guy's going to be on the right, one guy's going to be on the left. So what's the case? Alright. So he says, so if you put it by the door of the courtyard, then it's fine. Right?
So what was that last bit?
Anyone know how Rashi learns that case? Anyone have an answer to that case for Rashi? Exactly, that's correct. Because Rashi there says, Toy Mahadran. So Mahadran, the level of Mahadran, the basic mitzvah is every house just lights 1 candle. But Mahadran is that you light a candle per person. 1 candle for each person in the household. So if that's the case, so it's saying is a ner, which has 2 wicks, counts for 2 of those people. Right? But Tosas apparently is saying is that Mahadran is like a chumrah, so to speak. It's an extra thing that a person could do. But the simple pshat is it's telling you whether it counts for people. Simple Shah is talking about the basic mitzvah. I mean, Mahadran is a different Gemara. Simple Shah should be talking about the basic mitzvah. How many people does it count for? But I mean, Rashi is, it's a fine way to read. Someone else told me it's talking about where you have a very big, very long, wide, I don't know, something like a wide vat that has the wicks in it. So it will actually be on the right side of both, be on the correct side of both houses. And I didn't see that, but someone was, I think it was like a Mishnah or something. Someone learned that.
What, you're going to have like a huge
bowl, yes.
Something.
Something like that, right? Which is very long and you have to step over. I don't know. I didn't see inside, but someone
that's
told me that. That's true.
Not practical.
This is all just how they learn the Gemaras. I mean, the Gemaras are, so to speak, supporting evidence from different Gemaras, which are easier to read according to Tosas than Rashi. But whatever, either way, they read them both. They both read them their own ways, and everything's fine. But the question is, what's the machlokas on the Svara as to where you should put it? Okay, so where you should put it? Should you put it by the door of the chatzar or by the door of the house? So Levi asks, and is, I guess, you're kind of going in a direction that maybe Tosa's argument is the whole thing is piersum. You want to publicize it to the people in the street, so you want to put it as close to the street as possible. Why put it by the doorway of your house? I mean, it's true, maybe they could see it through the courtyard, but I mean, it's pretty far. The best thing would be put it all the way by the street, right? For instance, as an example, is like you put it by your doorway, you put it by the window. So what's better? What does the Gemara say versus today is better? Doorway. So why?
I'm thinking that they're both saying that you have to see it.
Hold on one second. Why is the doorway better?
For people going in and out.
Okay, so therefore what?
See more.
So on the surface, yeah, people see it more. I mean, that's, so you look at a house, your eye is drawn towards the doorway. That's the place you enter, exit. It's more, the window is like, you have to look at the window. But like when you look at a house, the first, your eye naturally goes to the doorway. It's the center. I mean, so it seems so. It seems that's the place where people go in, they go out, they see it, they look at it. So it's saying is that's the best place. You always want to put it in the place which is going to be the most visible. So therefore, Tosa's argument will be, put it all the way by the Rosh Hashanah. getting the question we should ask. What's the force of Rashi to say, put it by the door of your house? Doesn't he agree that the point of this whole thing is piersum? And piersum moves to see you have a choice between better piersum and lesser piersum. So it's an easy decision. So certainly more people is better. That's the idea of piersum, is publicizing.
So he would say that by the doorway.
See that it's like some.
Okay, so Levi makes a good point. Is that by that logic, say put it in Times Square? That would really be the most public thing. So you want to publicize it the most, put it in Times Square. But then no one says that. Even Tosas doesn't say that. Tosas is saying is put it by the doorway of your chotzer, right by your shasarabim. He doesn't say put it in your shasarabim. So it seems like there's another factor. It's not so simple as just to say we want it the most public possible. There are more public ways you can think of. But apparently it has to have some sort of a tie or relationship to the house, right?
Or is it that they're arguing?
Okay, so Matt makes a good point that and this is the Nereshu Beso, it's Din and Abayas. It's not just the halacha of putting candles all over the place, it's like the halacha and Abayas. So therefore, Rashi must be somehow arguing is that it's Din and Abayas, so you have to put in your bias. It's not a Din and your chatzar. Right? Well, it's a Din and Abayas. What's Tosas going to say to that? I ask you a question. I'm not positive the answer to this question, but I have a hunch. Let's say you have a courtyard. And you're the only guy who lives in your courtyard. So then what do you say? Do you say they're still arguing here?
Yes.
On the surface, I mean, they don't say that they're only talking about a courtyard which has a lot of people in it, you know? Rashi doesn't say, oh, because there are a lot of people in it or something like that. Sounds like even if you just had you in your front yard or whatever, you know, a big courtyard in front of your house. Still, it seems that way. I mean, you could force it and say, no, he only means in that case, you know? But the simpler way to read it would be to say that it's even if you're living alone, you know, even if you have your own courtyard, you know? I'm not saying you could go that way, but I'm just saying it's simpler to say that, you know, to say this, if we could get a swar for that, you know? Maybe like this is that Tosas, or say Rashi holds, let's take simple, without going so far, for starters. So Rashi holds, Pearson is a din in the bias. That you must render the bias. The bias is the vehicle of the piersum. The piersum takes place through the bias. Nereshu Beso. Means every house, every Jewish house has a vehicle of piersum. Okay, the piersum is via the bias. The structure of the bias. It's in the bias that the Jewish houses are being used for piersum anes. Okay, we're using our houses. Our houses are now the vehicle. The piersum was set up through the houses. For whatever reason, that's how it was set up. It wasn't set up to just go put candles all along the Rosh Hashanah. But the idea is that every guy has a house, all the Jews have houses, and the houses are vehicles of piersum. So the way, if it's a din in the bias, it must be placed in the bias, or right next to the bias. But to put it in the chatzer, that's removed from the bias. It's a din, heals piersum is a din in a bias. Yeah, that's the piersum, din in the house. But Tosos holds, no, it's not a din in the bias, the structure of the bias. But so to speak, it's a din in a household, in the bnei habayis. The halacha is the piersum is through the bnei habayis, through the dwellers of the house, through the house dwellers, and the house dwellers must be involved in a piersum. It has to be a piersum of the house. Okay, it has to be a piersum of the house. The house is piersum. The dwellers of the house is piersum. Now, how do house dwellers publicize something? So, since the courtyard is functionally the functional usage location where of the bnei chatzer, all the houses, they do stuff in the chatzer. That's where they do their things. Right, it's the place which is set aside from Shas Rabin for the Bnei Chatzer to do stuff. So therefore, if you are a guy and you live in a house and you want to publicize something, what you'll do is you'll put it in by your Chatzer, in the indoor of your Chatzer. That's where the activity of the Bnei Abayas take place, in their courtyard. Okay, it depends. The private activities take place inside their house, in their locked rooms. Their public activities take place in their Chatzer. I mean, it's still an activity. See, if you put it in the street, it's not, it has nothing to do with the Bnei Abayis. There's no relationship to the Bnei Abayis. It's just the city maybe is putting out a candle. But if you put it in the Chatzer, so Chatzer is the place where the Bnei Abayis, where the household, the house members do their activities, their semi-public activities. Right? So he holds that it's a din, it's an activity of the bias the Bnei Havayis of the house dwellers have publicized the miracle. So they make it as public as they could. They don't come by the door of the house, they put it by the door of the chatzar. That's where, that's part of their location of activities. But Rashi learns it's not just an activity of the Bnei Bias, but it's a din in the bias itself, that the bias is a makam piersum. It's like part of quality in the bias that it has, that it's utilized for piersum anes. So therefore he holds it has to really be by the door, by the house itself. The idea of a household is a unit of a kvias of dira. It's a dwelling takes place. So the unit of dwelling is the household. A household, that's the gavra of a house, is a household. So it's, oh, thank you. Yeah, so the gavra of a house is the household. That's who lives in the house. Who lives in a house? Not an individual, a household. It's a household. So it's the mitzvah is on the households. All households in, all families, all households have to, like every household must participate in the census. Every, I don't know, there's certain like responsibilities of a household to pay their water bill, that or whatever it is. So it's an activity, it's a chiyuv on the members of the household. Every, right, it's not a chiyuv on like a yachid. That's the halach of Ne'er Shebeso. It's a din of, it's on the Bnei HaBayis, on the unit of the Bnei HaBayis, it's like a social unit of the Bnei of the dwellers, you know, the roommates, or the house, the home dwellers, to be involved in Pearson. Every unit of Dira, every group of living, every has to be involved in Pearson Manes. That's the way Tosfos is learning. But Rashi may agree with that, but he's saying it's more than that. It's a din in the bias, that the bias is the vehicle of the Pearson. It's a din, the Pearson is a Pearson of the bias itself, the structure of the bias. So therefore, you can't put it in the street, then it's not tied to a bias. I mean, Tosfos will also say you can't put it in the street, but not because it's not then tied to the physical bias, but then it's nothing. It's not a person of the Bnei HaBayis, but it's a person of the Bnei of the people of the house. So, but you could have a chotzer, and you could have 50 houses putting it by the door of the chotzer, but that's the way the people of the chotzer do their activities of publicizing. Right? In a chotzer, if you have 50 people riding bicycles inside the chotzer, 50 kids playing their little games inside the chotzer is the location where the people of the household do their activities, which are outside activities. So therefore, it's the, if you say is that you must, it must be a piersum of the Bnei HaBayis, so this is a piersum, all the Bnei HaBayis do their piersum in the door of the courtyard, and they'll be the most piersum. If the people, so say me, yes, why don't all the people of the household go to Times Square and light it together? But I'd say is then they cease to be the household. It's not an activity of the household if they're in Times Square. Then it's just a bunch of guys who happen. There's no idea. It's not a piersum of the household then. Then it's just there's a candle in this Times Square. But when you have an activity, you know, if it's in their chatzer, so the nature of the activity is an activity of the chatzer. Oh, I'm sorry, of the Bnei HaBayis.
Oh, it's a household activity?
Yeah, it's a household, right, exactly. It's a household activity. Of course, you know, like you want the person to be as public as possible. That's the idea. It's pure simonis. You don't publicize it. Now, if it's a din of an activity of the household, so how does a household do an activity that they want to be as public as possible? It has to be an activity of the household. Once they go out into the street, there's nothing to do with the household. Now it's just an individual doing an activity in the street. Nothing to do with the household. But it's a household activity once you do it in the place of the household. So the chatzir is it's the extension of the houses. And that's the activities of the household take place in the chatzar. Of course, they also take place inside their house, but it's not going to be less public to do it in their house. So you have to, the nature of the activity is such, like they don't play baseball in their house because it's much better to play baseball in the courtyard. You have much more room. So that's the nature, that's where they do it. So it'll be a better baseball game. So, but it's an activity of the household. It's the house, so to speak, you'll say it's the, if they play baseball in the courtyard, you'll say it's their neighborhood baseball game. So to speak, you know, the courtyard, the household baseball game. But if they go out into some Yankee Stadium, you don't say it's a household baseball game. It's just a baseball game in Yankee Stadium. Now, it may happen to be the people who are there are those people, but it's not a house backyard baseball game. It's not a family. You know, it's nothing to do with the household. It's not the nature of the activity. So the activity is an activity of the Bnei HaBayis. So the way that's there's a unit of the Bnei HaBayis of the household. And that unit acts in a certain way. The action of the Bnei HaBayis is in the extended bias, which means in the house, and it's chotzer. Each and every household is involved, does pierce manes in their vicinity. So they each one does it in their area. But the way they do it is in their chotzer. So all the b'nei bayis, all the houses which are open to that courtyard, do it in that courtyard. The question is, what's the halacha of Ner Shebeso? Is it a din? Is the halacha of Ner Chanukah a din in the bayis itself? That is, that's Rashi's fetish, which doesn't nullify. And Rashi holds it's a din in the bayis. Pearson is a phenomenon of a house. It's a vehicle of Pearson, it's the house. But Tosafot doesn't hold that. Ner Shebeso just means the gavra of is the household, and it has to be an activity of the household. But there's no halacha that you're rendering the bayis of Makom Pearson. I mean, Tosafot doesn't hold by that chiddush. That's Rashi's unique idea. What I'd like to do next is, I'm not sure Monday. It's a good chance not Monday. I'll let you know this year. Monday, there's an issue is kind of off, right? So we'll see. So maybe I'm going to do Monday, maybe not. But next, I'd like to do is the next part of the Gemara. So what about if you live in an attic? You know, so you put it by your window. How does that work exactly? Okay, and there's a Rashi on that. Rashi. Right. Gosh, on that. But what's the idea? How does that work? And then the next one is if you live, if it's dangerous, and you put it by, put it on your table. How that works? I mean, that's strange. Put it on your table. I mean, what kind of person is that? Put it on your table, you know. I mean, understand that you're in a tight situation, but say, look, if it's a danger and they don't let you do it, so they don't let you do it. What are you gonna do? Nothing else you can do. Too bad.